Welcome back to the Next Is Now podcast. Excited to get back into another episode today, talking a little bit more about the Made Hoops High School circuit. All of my guys, Jake Stambro and Jeff Kovner, joining me here shortly. We're going to talk about a bunch more teams, players to watch, goals and expectations heading into this spring and summer, and a whole lot more. Let's get into it. Welcome on, Jeff, our East MHC director, as well as Jake, our West MHC director. Welcome on. Appreciate you guys taking the time today. It's been a nice little series here going through some MHC stuff heading into the first year of our Made Hoops high school circuit. So going to start with Jeff here and get right into it. Headed into year one of the Made Hoops high school circuit. What's kind of your view on the league as a whole, and how do you think the circuit fits into the grassroots ecosystem here?
Yeah, well, first off, appreciate you having me on. I've only been asking to be on the pod for, I don't know, 6 months at this point, so it's great to make my debut. But yeah, I'm super excited for year one of the Made Hoops circuit. I think we do a really, really good job of staying modern, and we always try to be the first with, you know, some different ideas and stay cutting edge what we do. And I think for MHC, that's certainly kind of the standard that we're holding ourselves to. You know, we'll be the first fully independent grassroots operator to incorporate shot clocks at our 17U level, which I think for the enjoyment of the game, but also the overall product, I think is really important. I think it'll help, you know, college coaches, you know, wanting to actually being able to get a good sense of what these guys can do by having a shot clock. I think another thing that we do that's kind of first and a little bit different that I'm excited about is, you know, at our 17U level, we only play showcase games up until our championship weekend. I think I've been parts of, you know, I've seen lots of events where it's bracket play and college coaches can't figure out where teams are going. They're trying to look on the app and figure out, you know, where a team's going to be playing. So we've kind of eliminated all that and, you know, giving college coaches the opportunity to, once the schedule's out, it's out, and you know kind of the whole way through, you know, where some of the kids that you're recruiting are going to be playing. And I think that's you know, important to us and something that I'm really excited about. So overall, really, really excited for the spring here to get going in the DMV. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun for the guys and really important for the college coaches to get out and see some of these teams we got.
Absolutely. That's great. Jake, obviously now heading into your first spring and summer here with Maine and taking on this West High School circuit. But you've spent a ton of time over the last few years on the West Coast connecting with a bunch of different programs. From the scouting side as well, for me, it feels like the West Coast produces more late bloomers and sleepers than honestly anywhere else in the country. So now as this has evolved into a national circuit and covering all across the West Coast there, what's been the mindset for you in terms of finding the right programs to compete on the circuit?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, for us, I think that I agree with that, that there's a lot of late bloomers and sleepers on the West Coast. If you look at a map of the Division I schools that are out there, or even Division II, Division III, most of those schools are on the East Coast. So a lot of West Coast kids get, you know, fall through the cracks, and they go out to prep schools on the East Coast to kind of elevate their stock. So in terms of programs that I'm looking for are guys that have sent guys to the next level. There's a good handful out here, and then there's a good handful of programs as well that have sent those kids to the East Coast to kind of be in front of those different schools. Now with the platform like Made Hoops being out here and highlighting some of those programs, I think you'll see some of those programs not have to do that as much, you know, and really have kind of a pipeline for those kids to get to the next level, wherever it is in the country. So that, you know, I'm excited about some of the programs we have going so far. You know, again, some of them have a rich history of placing kids, and I think it'll be a great year.
No, absolutely. I think you're on the money with a lot of those reasons why these got the late bloomers and sleepers in general. And I think also because of the pandemic, obviously it was less basketball on the West Coast there for a while. So now I think those guys are starting to pop up more and more every spring and summer here. But going back to Jeff here, obviously you talked a little bit about it. You've seen the grassroots landscape change a ton over the last few years on the East Coast. What do you think, I would say, the value MHC will provide to college coaches at all levels?
Yeah, I mean, I, I think I feel very comfortable saying that MHC will have recruitable athletes for schools of all levels of college basketball. And I think kind of where some you know, event operators, you know, us included in the past, but we've put a really big emphasis on it this year, have fallen short is presenting the accurate information to college coaches. I think one of the biggest separators with MADE and MHC this year is going to be our website. We have a, you know, comprehensive website that's kind of a one-stop shop for college coaches or players to kind of get all the pertinent and, you know, necessary information needed. So I think our ability with our website and our scouting service, which we'll touch more on, you know, throughout the pod, is going to be important to where we have one spot where college coaches can go get anything they need. If they need academic information, it's there. Contact info, it's there. You know, social media being such a big part of it now, all that information on an athlete is there. So I think for coaches now, where the pool is bigger than it's ever been, the number of scholarships doesn't change. So like that pool is huge, but the number of guys that can actually get to that next level is still the same, and it's a really, really low percentage. So I think giving athletes and coaches the correct information in one spot, I think will be really important to kind of allow for the best opportunity for schools to get the most out of coming to MADE Hoops events, and also players the opportunity to know that when they show up at a MADE Hoops event, all of their information will be presented to coaches, and then it's kind of just their job from there to perform on the floor.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. Going to go to both you guys here with this next one. Going to start with Jake. What do you think separates the MADE Hoops high school circuit, obviously heading into year one here, from other independent circuits in general?
I think MADE Hoops is truly a national brand. If you look at the different components of what makes up MADE Hoops, you know, you see different scouts around the country. You see different, you know, guys working for MADE Hoops around the country. You see a truly large platform. You know, I think I mentioned the social media aspect of it all the time. No matter what the platform is on social media, MADE Hoops has a pretty big indent in the market. I think if you look at the followers, it's more than any other independent operator out there. So that combined with the people, combined with the programs, you know, there's a great relationship with shoe brand programs throughout the country, starting with the grassroots, the middle school level, and now going up all the way through high school. Alumni statistics, there's so many things that you can point to that really put, you know, a proven stamp on the brand. So excited about, you know, the year and how MADE Hoops continues to grow. And, you know, I truly think that it separates itself in that way.
Yeah, no doubt. Jeff, what do you think here?
Yeah, I don't want to give you too much credit here on your own podcast, but the reality is, like I said before, there are more teams and more platforms now than ever before. You know, I've been in the space for a little while, and it's grown to such a massive number where everybody's playing and there are events all over the country. So it really comes down to relationships, and then is there trust within those relationships? And I think Max and Travis Graff and Colby Giacobino, our national scouting team, have built such strong relationships all over the country. Like Jake said, MADE Hoops is truly national, to the point where they've shown that they are, you know, good evaluators, that college coaches trust their opinion and are seeking out their opinion, which I think for us is huge. It's something that I push to our teams and our players all the time. It's like, you guys just go handle your business on the court, obviously in the classroom as well. And like, there's a backing here behind these kids and behind these programs, you know, with our scouting service and also our social media platforms, like Jake touched on, where we really do have the ability to help kids in their journey. And I think a big testament is, you know, Max here and his team, and, you know, what they've built on the scouting service side. So I think that's something for us that we're really, really excited about. And I'm very grateful that they're on our side here, because it's a huge piece of the puzzle for us.
I know a big piece of both your guys' work over the last few months has not been just to identify the right teams, but also identifying the right players. So once to go to both you guys here, we'll go back to Jake to start. Who's a guy or two or a few guys, as many as you'd like, that you're excited to see compete on the stage this spring and summer?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't rolled out all the teams that are participating out west yet, so I'll kind of start with the ones that we have, just to not to give people too much info, but some guys I like so far are Braden Harris with the NorCal Ducks. I think he's got real potential. He's a kid out of Northern California, has stayed with that program, independent program, all the way through. You know, I think he's got a real chance to make some waves this spring and summer and be one of the biggest names on the whole entire circuit throughout the country. Austin Mazzius with California Stars is an Ivy League caliber player, Patriot League caliber player, high-level academics. Jacob Darmus with California Stars is another one I think to track very closely. And then Zion Paglio with Cali Rebels he's got some international roots, you know, really knows how to play the game, high IQ, controls the tempo, plays at his own pace. So those are four guys, I'd say, out of the teams we've been out so far that I'm excited to see how they do and raise their stock, I think, on the circuit.
Yeah, absolutely. Zion's a great one there. He's kind of quietly broke out this winter with Veritas Prep and UIBS Classic. I think he's going to be a really, really good mid-major guard, so that's a great one for sure. But, Jeff, how about you on the East Coast in terms of players you're excited to see?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm super excited about the talent we have throughout our circuit. I'll touch on a few kids here, starting with Ace Flagg. Very familiar name. Obviously, his main United UIBL team last year made a run at Peach Jam to the finals. And I think for Ace now, Cooper's going to be at Duke next year, and I think Ace is going to have a really big spotlight on him with Made Hoops in our circuit to show what he could do. I mean, Division I's obviously have been watching him for a long time, and I think Ace has the type of game that when he's able to kind of showcase his full skill set that he hasn't really been able to yet. You see it in bits and pieces, both with Maine United and then with Montverde, you know, this high school season. But I think Ace is going to have a really big following around him this year. So I'm super excited to see him expand his game. And I think coaches will be out watching him a lot. Another guy I want to touch on is Tony Butta Williams from New Haven Heat. Really, really dynamic guard. He's got a couple of Quinnipiac, Bryan, a couple other schools, Gardner-Webb on him already. And I think that list is going to continue to grow throughout the spring and summer. He's one of those guards that completely changes the game defensively. He'll pick up 94 feet. He gets deflections. He takes charges. He kind of does everything that you want a lead guard to do. He gets his teammates involved offensively. So really excited to see him with New Haven Heat. And the last guy is Lance Stone. Lance is the son of a coach on the staff at Eastern Michigan. Smaller guard, but super dynamic. He plays for Michigan Unified on our circuit here. He just picked up his first high major offer a few weeks back from Vanderbilt. He is a really, really gifted scorer, but I don't even think that's his best trait. I think he is elite at touching the paint, you know, putting passes on time on target for his guys and running the show. I think he is a really high-level point guard that I think more high majors will come to. And he's going to be a breakout name on the Made Hoop circuit this summer. He's going to really turn some heads with Michigan Unified for us this season.
Big time. Like Jake said, we're beginning to roll out some team announcements here. Haven't rolled out every announcement yet. I'm going to go to both you guys here. But starting with Jake, who's a team or two in general you're excited to see compete?
I mean, like I said, a lot of them have a rich history of putting guys at the next level. Team Arsenal is a program out of Northern California. I'm excited to see, you know, KP, who runs that program, has done a great job over the years sending guys to multiple different levels from high major on down. So excited to see what they bring to the table this year. Genesis Basketball out of Canada. Canada is becoming more and more of a player in the basketball, grassroots basketball space in terms of putting talent out. So excited to see Genesis. Arizona Unity out of the Southwest. You know, they've done a great job on the Made Hoop circuit so far, at different levels, putting guys out at USA Basketball at their higher levels. So excited to see what they bring. Julius V Elite with Cali Stars. They had 8 Division I players last year. Let's see if they can top that this year. But we have a great list of teams, really good list of teams. Cali Rebels is another one as we continue to roll out. But excited to what, you know, they all bring to the table and who they have this year and what they bring to the circuit.
Absolutely. Jeff, how about on the East?
Yeah, I'll start with a couple New Jersey teams. Stay true to my New Jersey roots here. But Jersey Force, a team I'm really excited about. They've been, you know, going for 20 years here now, and they've sent 100. They got 100 alum playing college basketball. So a program that has sent kids to every level. They have Dominic Barlow is an alum there. He's playing on the San Antonio Spurs. So they produce guys at a really, really high level. And it seems like they're 17U specifically, but the whole program all the way down is looking really, really strong this year. So excited about them. East Coast Cyclones, another New Jersey team with us. Their last 2 graduating classes, they've sent 9 kids Division I. So they've been a program that has been kind of a mainstay for college coaches, especially on the higher academic side. A lot of Ivy League, a lot of Patriot League schools have been watching them for a while. So really, really excited to have them. Another team is Team Spartans. Big name, Donovan Klingon, looking to be a repeat national champion here with UConn starting this weekend. So Donovan Klingon is an alum. Tony Felder, Division I player. Really strong program all the way through. And I think they're looking really strong again this year. So a couple of the teams that I'm really excited about. But I think overall, as a whole, the circuit's looking really, really impressive. And like I said, I think it's going to be something where college coaches want to get it on their schedule now and come see some of these teams work this spring and summer.
Absolutely. To wrap it up here, going back to Jake to start, whether it's to parents, players, college coaches at any level, what should people expect in year one of the Made Hoops High School circuit?
You know, not to sound cliche, but you know, it's coming. You know, it's definitely coming. We've got a lot of noise built up around it. I think a lot of excitement. And then also too, I think people know what Made Hoops is. They, you know, they associate it with structure. They associate it with high level exposure and high level competition. I think we're only going to continue to build on that, and really excited for year one and how it continues to build. You know, like I said, I think that a lot of people will see that, you know, it's going to be a major player this year in the grassroots space.
No doubt. Jeff, what do you got?
I mean, Jake touched on it. And you know, before I go, I just want to say that having Jake on the West Coast is kind of changing, again, continuing to build up Made Hoops as the leader in grassroots basketball on a national level. So Jake, keep killing it. I'm excited to see what the West Coast looks like. I know it's going to be great this year. And for us, I mean, it's what he said. I think first and foremost, the events, I think people can expect the events to be well organized and well run. And I think people are can be excited and really hang their hat on the fact that we're going to really push our kids. We're going to promote them on social media. We have the best scouting team in the space that's going to help kids kind of reach their goals of playing college basketball at whatever level it is. And I think at the end of the day, Made Hoops is associated with being the best, and that's what we're going to strive to do here. We want our circuit to be undisputedly the best independent circuit in the country, and it starts this year. And I think you know, we're aiming to get there.
Love it. Love it. Appreciate you guys hopping on. Definitely will be circling back here over the next few months to talk about guys, talk about breakouts, some of the standout teams, everything like that. But appreciate you guys taking the time today.
No doubt. Thanks for having me on finally, Maxie.